This is AI in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Liftoff.
Welcome to a new episode. My name is Dominic, and I am the founder of Leaders of AI. Today, we delve into a dynamic development: companies hiring AI agents as employees. This opens up exciting perspectives on the future of the workplace, so stay tuned. Let's start with an observation from my own career. A few years ago, I would never have expected AI to play such a central role in our working world. Back then, we primarily used spreadsheets and simple automations. But currently, we are witnessing a new era. AI is not just seen as a tool, but as a full-fledged team player. Thanks to a report from Microsoft's Work Trend Index, we get a deeper insight into this development. They speak of the emergence of so-called frontier firms. These are organizations where humans and AI agents collaborate as equals. The shift from merely using AI to partnering with it is remarkable. Yeah, there is a clear move towards hybrid teams that include both human and digital actors. In this new work environment, intelligence is as accessible as an electrical outlet. Data from over 31,000 workers worldwide show that 82% of executives plan to integrate AI agents in the near future. Exciting, isn't it? And not just in small niche areas, but as an essential part of everyday business. I spoke with Jared Spataro, the Chief Marketing Officer of Microsoft AI in the workplace. He reports a shift in perception. While employees used to be the driving force behind AI usage, it's now the executives pushing the integration. This change is urgently needed. Over 53% of executives say productivity needs to increase, while 80% of employees simply don't have the time or energy to do more. And this is where the agents come in. Yet they can take on and automate tasks, relieving humans, and at the same time, increasing efficiency. Another fascinating concept is the work charts. Instead of rigid organizational charts with fixed positions, dynamic teams form around specific goals. This not only allows for more flexible collaboration, but also promotes innovation, as the focus shifts from functional silos to collaborative, goal-oriented units. A good example is provided by Wells Fargo. Yeah, they have developed an agent that enables 35,000 bank employees to reduce their queries from 10 minutes to just 30 seconds. This is groundbreaking for efficiency. Similarly positive is the outcome at Dow, where agents help identify hidden losses in shipping. Savings in the millions are expected. Bayer also saves 6 hours per researcher weekly by relying on AI agents. But how does one become an agent boss in this world? How can these agents be effectively managed? Jared Spataro's recommendation is clear: quality and input is key. The small but crucial difference is made by the content that the agents are trained on. Landing a good prompt or briefing can maximize the impact of AI agents. Think of the basics of prompt engineering. Just like in a good project briefing, the devil is often in the details. What is compact and precise in formulation can dramatically influence the results. It's an iterative process where knowledge is acquired through practice. And here is my suggestion to you: start by getting your hands dirty, experimenting, and gaining experience. It's about not just observing the change, but actively shaping it. You've already taken the first step by engaging with this topic. That was another 5 minutes in AI. I hope you've gained valuable insights and are looking forward to the next exciting episodes. So tune in again next time